bosses behind plans to cut the number of beds at community hospitals in Somerset have come face to face with their critics. They told a council meeting yesterday that they're trying out new ways of providing care and they need the public's help to shape what services of the future could look like. It's part of a wider 10-year plan to bring care closer to communities, partly through a network of neighbourhood centres. Well, Conservative councillor Jill Slocum is the chair of the Adults and Health Scrutiny Committee, which is at Somerset Council.
The 10-year plan is absolutely the right move to be able to get as many people as possible to get home and convalescing at home with the right care at home. Those two things have to meet. I've always been a great advocate of that, but we have to make sure there's enough care out there in the community to look after people. These things must join together. Teamwork, but the most important thing of all is transparency.
Well, Dr. Charles Davis is an Associate Medical Director and Palliative Care Consultant at Somerset NHS Foundation Trust. He told the committee that evidence shows that in many circumstances, the best place for some people to recover is at home in familiar surroundings. By reorganising some medical services, he said they could better support these people while also relieving pressure on the county's main hospitals. But he acknowledged that looking at how community hospitals will work in the future is difficult.
It is a challenge. It brings about a grief that I see in my clinical work when we make changes, when we think about changes, when we experience something that could be a loss. At the moment, we're at a phase of all of this process where we come to committees like this, we try and engage as best we can with members of the public and try and reassure. The challenges at the moment without engagement with communities to understand exactly what's needed, what's wanted in their populations, and that rightly is to come. It takes some time to do. But we're not going to come with a prescription. I'm not going to come as a doctor's prescription and say this is exactly what you need, it'll all be better. We have to work with communities to do that.
Well, outside the meeting room, there were a number of people protesting against the plans. Among them was Kerry Joyce from the charity Friends of Burnham Hospital.
It's affected staff morale because they don't know what they're doing or what's going to happen to them. It's affecting the residents. They see changes. They automatically assume that we're going to lose our hospital. We're assured that isn't the case, but who knows in the future.
Liberal Democrat councillor Claire Sully was also at the meeting. She's the vice chair of the Adults and Health Scrutiny Committee at Somerset Council. Claire, good morning. Nice to speak to you. What do you make of how the NHS has communicated the temporary bed closures?
Well, hospital beds are being closed before the suitable community facilities or services are in place. Staff are being moved. While NHS Somerset are saying no decisions have been made, so I'm worried about the future of our community hospitals.
What did those local people raise with you? What are their concerns?
Well, actually, local people have been incredible. The staff have been incredible. We've found out what's going on from the staff. So, as I say, decisions have been made, cuts to beds, without the plan really being explained, the cart before the horse. So there's a lot of upset. So leaders of our communities, parish, town, city councillors, unitary councillors, we're all hearing from our local communities, the families of staff, and there's a lot of experience in these local community hospitals, and they're losing their jobs and they're getting in touch. They're very upset.
Now, the NHS says, and we heard the clip of the doctor there, saying that actually there's very good evidence to suggest that people get better quicker and sooner at home rather than in community beds like the ones in Burnham-on-Sea or in Glastonbury or in Crewkerne. So surely if the evidence is there, that's the good thing, isn't it, to go ahead with this?
I don't think we can argue that the benefits from recovering at home, but it's just what is the plan? That's my question. What is actually the plan? And it's got carers groups, friends groups, families of staff, residents in our communities all feel strongly about this. But I would say that one of the messages from NHS Somerset that is positive, if they are telling local people to get involved in the conversation with shaping the future of our community hospital. So this is actually a once in a generation opportunity. So I urge people who care about their local NHS community hospitals, which I think most people do, is to engage with your councillors at parish, town, city, your Unitary, or join a friends group or a carers group, or set up your own group. But this is a real opportunity to safeguard the future of our community hospitals.
While you were speaking to the NHS leaders there, I know there were several of them, weren't there? Did you get any reassurances from them that the bed closures which have happened are indeed temporary?
I just got uncertainty, to be honest with you. And if you look at the headlines on the BBC website this morning, that talks about the uncertainty as well. So I don't really understand why they've cut the beds first. The beds have been cut and staff are being moved. Staff have had to endure a competitive process for their jobs. That, to me, doesn't feel like they're being valued in the right way.
Now, the NHS says that it's inviting local people to influence the future of how the NHS spends its money in Somerset. Do you feel that that is the case, that local people are being asked those questions?
I think we have to make that happen. And I think the scrutiny did a good job yesterday, the scrutiny committee under the chair. We've put them under the microscope. So I urge, as I say, this is a once in a generation opportunity to really safeguard the future of our community NHS services. So get involved, people. That's what I say.
You've been worried, haven't you, about the impact of the so-called test and learns on staff, basically being hired or moved around sort of in a trial and error process. Were you reassured by the NHS that they're being properly supported, the staff members, during this process?
Staff members and their families are saying they're not being supported. I can't talk for every member of staff, obviously. And yesterday it was explained by NHS Somerset that some staff are looking at this as an opportunity. But they are, so you could be working in West Mendip and the opportunities for free deployment are Yeovil and Taunton. Some people don't drive, so how do they get there? So I feel that we know about this because staff have been brave and they've spoken to people like me and their local councillors. They're speaking out about it. They found it a very, very difficult process. Somebody has spoken to me. She's worked at West Mendip Hospital for 40 years. She just says, I feel like I've been rubbish, she said to me, because I've not kept my job. And another staff member said they've worked for 25 years in their local hospital and they said they're going to leave. They've been offered a job in Yeovil, Bristol or Bath.
We heard earlier on from Jill Slocum, who is the Conservative councillor, but she's the chair of the Adults and Health Scrutiny Committee. So obviously she's your chair, you're the vice chair of this group. She told us that she's in favour of this sort of neighbourhood healthcare, i.e. getting people into homes, bringing services closer to people, for those, you know, filling up the current community hospitals with things like hubs, perhaps, for people to get diabetes treatment or other services closer to them. Are you generally in favour of that, Claire, as well, or is that something which you disagree with the chair on?
I agree with Jill did a great job yesterday, actually. I would say they're just not set up. And she made that point as well. She made the point that we've got to make sure that the care is there in our community first. So why didn't we wait? Why didn't we get it set up? Why is there a confusion here? So I think we are on the same page. We want it to work, and we actually want to work with NHS Somerset. And I think that's my main purpose, really, is to engage people to make sure the voices of our local communities are heard in this conversation.
Claire, nice to speak to you. Thank you. Councillor Claire Sully there, Lib Dem Vice-Chair of the Adults and Health Scrutiny Committee on Somerset Council. It's a cross-party group, including the Conservative Chair, who we heard from, Jill Slocum there. A spokesperson for NHS Somerset, they didn't come on the programme today, but they did tell us in a statement, no decisions have been taken to permanently close beds in our community hospitals, but we have a real opportunity to reimagine how we use them to provide the best possible care for local people. NHS Somerset is inviting local people to influence how the NHS in Somerset puts its practice, one of the key shifts at the heart of the government's new 10-year health plan, by reshaping the way that care is provided in local communities. That's what the NHS had to say. Good morning, it's Charlie Taylor here. 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. We'll get the latest on the roads very soon.